Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. D. And on the real today, I want to ask a question that I've been thinking about ever since the whole gay marriage thing came up. So today's show, gay community, marriage, inquiring minds want to know why. I'm asking this question sincerely, guys, because if you guys have been paying attention, you guys know marriage ain't working too well for heterosexuals. I mean, we've been at it a long time, and most of us get divorced. A lot of us are not getting married at all. It's just a mess. So now I understand, so hear me out. I understand that there are legal rights that you have when you are in a marital relationship and it's on papers. I do understand that people get sick, inheritance, all kinds of things. I get the legalities of it. So, which begs another one of my questions is, what's the point of marriage? Well, which is what I do another day. Because everything I just said sounds like a business that at the end of it, at the basis of it, is money and stuff. And I know relationships. I know how important that is. So if your partner gets sick, they say they got a strange relationship with their families, you are their family, you need to be able to sign stuff, you need to be able to handle that business. But listen, guys, all of that I just said is the best case scenario. So it's almost like you guys are taking this marriage ideal as just that, an ideal. So on the ideal side, everything I just said, great reasons. But on the less than ideal side is a whole lot of other stuff. Now, I know that you guys are in relationships and they're really no different from ours. You just take a different, just two of you that are the same, I guess, gender-wise. But, and I know you are different in other ways. You know, there's diversity in every kind of relationship. I don't care how much you look alike. So I get that, or are alike. But I'm serious. I just want to know if there's anybody out there that saw this and are interested. I just call me, do something, because I'm serious. Gay people, y'all had the best case scenario. Almost, you know, on the I get the ideal. But you know, guess what? The ideal hasn't even worked for us because we have these, you know, both of everybody will be working. Everybody will, there will be a great give and take. There will be this whole soulmate stuff happening, and you have this wonderful life with these wonderful kids and wonderful dogs and birds and so forth, you know, living where you want to live, doing what you want to do, just working it out. That's the ideals. But on the real, the truth is marriage is probably the hardest thing you will ever do. And now you've signed some papers tying you to this person where you just can't walk away like you used to, even though I know, you know, there's still some complications where even in trying to walk away because stuff. But to me, you just have the best of both worlds. To me, you did. I just don't understand, aside from the ideal, again, because we signed up for the ideal, too, and you see where that's got us. You know, over 50% divorce rate and all this other stuff that comes with that. So, you know, there are some experts that say, you know, that monogamy is dead, and I guess marriage in that sense is too. And that's where I was headed to, guys. Okay, now, so is there something that you are doing, or y'all got a plan, y'all got this worked out, and y'all ain't telling nobody? You know, you can tell me, you know, if you want me to keep the secret, that's part of what I do for a living. I keep people's secrets as long as it's not, you know, breaking some law or some other moral rule. I got you. So I really would like to know, because other than that, I don't see the point. I don't see why y'all did that, you know. But you see what I mean. When they start doing studies about y'all's divorce rate, or maybe, you know, how y'all got it worked out, just Somebody, tell me. Other than the dream, I get the dream because we've been sold the dream. But somebody tell me why that's necessary. Now, I jumped right into that. That's what I wanted. That's what this show would be about today. If somebody chimes in, then we can have a dialogue. Otherwise, I'm going to rant a little bit longer. But so let me just back up. Now that I got all of that out of there, and just tell you who I am. I am Dr. Deborah Nixon. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've been in this business of therapy, let's see, since the 90s, mid-90s. I started training and practicing later in like in the 2000s or so. So I've been listening to a lot of relationship stuff, and I've been studying this these ideals and theories behind them. And so I just got my own opinion. Okay. I've been married for almost 30 years. This coming April, everybody would clap if they heard that, because they would think that was a good thing. And I'm sorry, honey, if that doesn't sound like it is a good thing. Well, but he knows very well how hard I think it is. It is a struggle. It's bad enough, you know, you bring all your stuff into this relationship, then they bring all their stuff, and then somehow you're supposed to be mature enough, old enough, strong enough, caring enough, loving enough to make the relationship work. And I guess we've done all right because we haven't killed each other and we're still living in the same house. But at the same time, it requires a whole lot. Now, it takes me back to the gay community. Did y'all get some kind of special training? Is there somebody in the community that created this model that's working better than what we're doing? Because otherwise, I don't get why you would do this, looking at how good it's working for us. And, you know, that's facetiousness. So, please, I got 8 more minutes to jabber. If you have something you want to add to this, please give me a call. If you hear this on another day, and hopefully I can play it again. If you hear this on another day, then email me at drdeborah@drdeborahnixon.com. I said I was a family therapist, so I do have a clientele, and I'm open for business. I'm in the North Lauderdale Tamarack area. If you need to come by, and if you think you're going to get married, I'm the best person to talk to. I'm telling you, I'm not going to sell you something that won't work. As you can tell, I'm talking on the real. As you have heard in the last 8 minutes or so, I've just been trying to be as honest and straightforward as I possibly can, because there's so many things to negotiate when you are talking about spending your life with somebody. But again, y'all might have some ideas that the rest of us don't have. And if you do, you know, don't be like that. You know, share it with us, because we need it really badly. And wow, we need it really badly. Wow. So, what else should I jabber about? Because my time is up and ain't nobody called. All right. Let's see. I've talked about the lie, and the bill of goods that we've been sold about marriage. And Did I tell you that most people get divorced is always about money? Yeah, that's the number one reason. The other thing is, unless things have changed, since I took a look at the research, most people still love each other when they break up. So I don't know if y'all bought the love lie, but that's kind of not the real basis of a strong marriage. All right. But again, I'm open, and that's part of my outlook. I am open to hearing what you guys are doing what you plan to do that's going to be different than what we've been doing. And I sure hope you've been learning from us, because we haven't been doing such a good job at creating the kinds of communities and homes. You know, we say one thing and you see one thing when we're in public, and you guys, everybody who's married, know it's one story at home, it's a whole nother story when you walk out the front door. And that doesn't mean crazy, wild stuff is happening at home, but it does mean that there is more, let's see, I would say, when I say argument, I don't mean as in fighting, I mean back and forth, disagreements, more talks, if you will, if you want to think, more talks going on, trying to make it work, trying to get it to fit inside the box, the very beautiful box they painted for us when they said this is what mature adults do. They don't sleep around forever. They finally get married, and they have this great family with kids and dogs and stuff. So you guys, if there's somebody out there and you're not chiming in now, you can't, maybe at work, I don't know, you know, hit me up, email me, drdeborah@drdeborahnixon.com, and tell me, you know. And I know there's not just one story to this. I know there's not just one person who one way that you're doing this. So share it, because I know. You know, y'all have a stereotype of being very smart people, so I'm going to buy into that right now and say, tell me, share with me something that I can use when I'm talking to clients and in my own relationship. When I'm dealing with people and I'm basically having them hear me and hear themselves, and sometimes I'm in the relationship with clients where I feel like I'm a little kid and my parents are fighting, arguing, and I'm like helpless. Of course, I'm trying to allow them to voice where they are, but still I don't have much hope many times for these kinds of relationships because they have determined already what they want. So that's just one scenario, and there are many others. But you have just gotten into this game, and I'm hoping I'm sounding discouraging to those of you who have not gotten married yet, so hopefully you will seek out counsel, therapy, before you go there so you can know exactly what you're getting into, because you clearly got the dream part of it. Now you need to get the reality part of it, and hopefully or, again, you can do your own research. You know, just go to some website that does scholarly research on marriages, and you can find out for yourself exactly what's going on. And then, after you do your research, you go and find a great therapist. And of course, I'm one of them. And you make an appointment, and you see how you and your partner, your now wife or your now husband, how y'all can work out your own relationship in a way that will work for you that has not worked for the rest of us. This is just beautiful. Now, that's the beautiful part of what you've just done, is if you're engaged and this is whole new to your community, this whole idea of being married and that whole belonging thing, I hope y'all didn't buy into that. But anyway, that comes with it. You sign a paper. Oh, man, I could just go deep into that whole how you tied to this person. All right? So hopefully you do some better shopping than what you used to do, and you do get some therapy before you get into it, so that once you're in it, you know what you have signed up for, and you are prepared, not just in love, but you are prepared to go the distance and do whatever it takes to live out and live up to whatever kind of commitment that you made, because you can make your own rules, people. You don't have to do it the way your mama and your daddy and your grandparents did. You do not have to do it that way. You can create your own situation with the help, I'm selling myself now, of a very able therapist, and that would be me, and that is me. All right, so my time is almost up, and I have loved every second of this sermon I just gave. So this is On the Real with Dr. D, and I am Dr. Deborah Nixon. Look me up online, drdeborahnixon.com, and see who in the world this has been. I am an African American, if you couldn't tell that already, and you probably could tell I'm from the South. Yes, either way goes, I'm just being real and trying to be honest, and my goal in doing this and all the work I do is to help somebody. That's my theme. If I could sing it, I would sing it right now. If I could play it, I surely would play it instead of trying to sing it. But I thank you so much for your time. If I said anything that was helpful for you or curious to you, then email me, drdeborah@drdeborahnixon.com. It's been my total honor to have spent these minutes with you. Contact me if you need to. Otherwise, go forward and have a happy life. Doesn't just happen, as the word suggests. You have to make your life. It's been On the Real with Dr. D, and on the real, you already know. Ciao.